Section 17-2. Dr. Joe Appleby, an archaeologist specializing in bones, said, "We were still not convinced. Even as the dig was being carried out, we thought it was pretty unlikely to be Richard III. So it was quite a shock when it began to show the characteristics. It did. We found the damage to the head, and that set a few alarm bells ringing. But of course, we live in a world where you just don't find dead kings. I told myself it was just coincidence. It was some other guy. Lots of medieval people were involved in battles. But when we got to the spine and we saw that curve in it, it was incredible. If you had a list of what you wanted to find, this was it. The bones also provide powerful evidence of a violent death. We haven't looked at all of the skull yet, but we have two wounds so far. Basically, a slice has been taken off the back of the head, and there is also a wound to the top of the head, very small on the outside, but causing a lot of damage inside, caused by something more pointy.